When Tegan Nam was a high school junior, a classmate brought bullets to campus in a backpack. The student fled when police arrived, and the school went on lockdown.
At this time, we are still in a shelter.
No one was hurt. The student was arrested and expelled. But the incident left a mark on Tegan and on other students at the school. That reaction inspired a podcast, one of the grand prize winners in NPR's Student Podcast Challenge. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny has the story.
We're outside Tegan Nam's high school in the D.C. suburbs of Maryland.
Right over here, one of these portables, that's actually the classroom where the student with the gun was pulled from.
The events that happened last fall, Tegan thinks about them every time they walk by these portable classrooms tucked behind the school.
And where were you?
I was in the classroom right across from it, so I could actually see through the window them taking the student out.
Sitting in that classroom, not knowing what was going on, was scary. But that's not what Tegan made a podcast about. It's what they and nearly everyone did after that first rush of fear.
Just to get my mind off of it, I just started making these stupid little jokes.
The jokes were in the form of memes.
Do you have your phone with you? Can you show me some of
them? Sure.
Is it still up?
Yeah, it is.
Tegan pulls up that Instagram account called Northwood Lore with about 150 followers.
Here's the first one. Heard someone summoning a demon in the girls' bathroom.
The post has neon background with the joke front and center. They're not like laugh out loud funny. They're just kind of weird thoughts meant to elicit a smirk or a like from a friend.
Here, where's another one? I can't be the only one who saw that tractor beam, right?
Thinking creatively, it made it less scary.
When you're laughing, I feel like it's just like a release, you know? It feels almost like kind of cathartic.
Friends in other classrooms were liking and commenting. They felt a little guilty for making jokes under such circumstances.
But then I realized, like, everyone was doing it. There were so many, not just meme accounts, but people joking about it. Practically everyone found some kind of humor in the situation.
Tegan was so intrigued by this phenomenon, they started writing and recording what they were hearing and seeing. Here's a clip from the podcast.
Most kids seemed confused and afraid, and a lot of people were trying to diffuse the situation with humor.
I feel like how I coped was just like distracting myself. There were those accounts. Everyone was making them. I made one. It was something that was like lighthearted and we could all just like laugh at.
Needless to say, this seems a strange reaction to the event. But it isn't unfamiliar. People laugh when they're nervous all the time. And in a situation with this much anxiety, teenagers are bound to turn to humor.
The award-winning podcast is called Nervous Laughter. Because sometimes humor isn't just about the punchline. It's about that cathartic release.
Can you give me an example of a nervous laugh versus an actual laugh?
Okay. I'm kind of nervously laughing right now. and then a real laugh, I have to think of something funny now. okay, that's a more genuine laugh.
The more Tegan talked with classmates and friends, the more clear it became that the kind of humor that sprung up after the incident at school, it was being used as a shield.
Even though we are very emotional creatures, we tend to not want to show it because we think it makes us look uncool, I guess, or vulnerable.
A pretty introspective teenager themselves, Tegan had made a few podcasts to help process the world. And making this one showed them the jokes were a way to connect without being vulnerable.
All of these people who experience this really scary thing kind of coming together by acknowledging how scary it was, not by being brave enough to really talk about it, but by like kind of laughing nervously about it. Like, that was really weird, wasn't it?
It also felt to Tegan that this wasn't just a thing high school students did. More likely, it was a human nature thing. They'd seen adults do it, too. For the podcast, Tegan interviewed the school's AP psychology teacher.
When you're nervous, you're not quite sure how to respond, or you don't necessarily have as much control over your behavioral responses.
That interview, it pushed Tegan to think about all the other reactions and emotions the students were hiding when they joked or did that nervous laughter thing. And that idea inspired the end of the podcast, where Tegan urges their friends and classmates to not be afraid to say the things that aren't funny, that are scary or depressing.
Maybe it's worth taking the risk, all of us. to lower our shields, open our eyes, drop our plastic grins, and speak the truth.
Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Silver Spring, Maryland.